Soon, a giant woman came outside. Roberto darted past her feet into the house. The mice directed him to a room. "There he is," they said. "There's the sad one." High above was a normal-sized dog, caged like a bird. The cage hung from the ceiling on a metal chain. The dog looked down at him and yipped wistfully. Roberto gulped. The cage was 15 feet from the floor. How was he ever going to be able to rescue the dog from the cage? Chapter 3. The Giant's Daughter. Roberto was still staring at the dog and its cage when the mice started squeaking with terror. "Hide! Hide now!" Roberto quickly hid under the bed. He heard loud footsteps coming toward the bedroom door. Then the door opened. Roberto peeked out from under the bed. It was the giant's daughter. She was as tall as Roberto's house, and she had long black hair. "She doesn't look too mean," Roberto thought. He was about to ask her if she would give him the dog when she looked in the mirror and smiled. She had sharp, pointed teeth.
Roberto scurried under the bed.
"Adelaide," said a woman's voice, "are you in your bedroom?" "Yes, mother," said the giant's daughter. "Good," said the mother. She walked into the bedroom. "Don't forget to clean the dog's cage today.